I can about guarantee what's on most of our minds in this room right now. And I read this from a very popular politician today. He said, we don't know what motivated the person who shot and killed Charlie Kirk. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And you may blame it on political, you may blame it on, but we know exactly what motivated. Because there is an enemy. And the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We know exactly what motivates people to kill. And I got to be careful because it's really easy to get emotional. And it's really easy to start feeling certain ways. Can you say amen? Some of you probably said some stuff today. Tell you what we ought to do. I'll tell you what we ought to do. On the way home today, Doug, Ian looked at me and he said, what do you do? What do you do? I said, you keep doing what you're doing. You keep spreading the gospel. You keep preaching to Jesus, preaching of Jesus, talking to Jesus, praying to Jesus. Because here's what we need, Andrew. What we need in this day is we need a revival. Not just a revival of seven services, but a revival of the Spirit. Because when God's Spirit begins to move through God's people, things begin to happen. Do you think he knew that when he went on these campuses that there was a possibility? Always. This past weekend, Ian and Connor drove down to Virginia Tech, and on their way down there, I was thinking for a similar situation. I said, God, protect them, because there's always the possibility. Always the possibility. And I believe he knew that that was a possibility. But I believe he believed what he had to say was more important than the risk. So I've got to live my life in a way where I believe that the principles are worth me too laying down my life for. Amen? Everybody all right? I want to talk to you. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 15. We're going to spend a little minute on this. I don't know how long, but see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Amen. You can be seated. John 18 and 2. Jacob, I didn't give you any of my verses, but John 18 and 2, I'll give you a minute to get there. Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus oft times resorted thither with his disciples. Next verse. Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus says unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell on the ground. Something's going on here. This isn't normal. I've never had anybody come up to me and say, who are you? And I told them, and they fell backward. Never seen that happen before. But he's saying something here that is extremely important. He is revealing to them an aspect of his character. And I want you to notice this. At the revelation of who he is, Sam, their momentum began to go backward. I want you to understand this. This is very important. At the revelation of who Jesus is, their momentum went backward. They were moving forward and they began to go backward. The only way that we can make the enemy's advance stop is that the revelation of Jesus Christ. Because if I can get people to see Jesus, then the advancement of the enemy stops and it begins to recede. I don't think we've been called just to stop the hell from advancing. I think we've been called to stop hell from advancing and push it back. I think we've been called to shrink it. I think we've been called to take over territory. I think we have been called by God to be witnesses in such a way that the enemy loses dominion where he thinks he has dominion. The only way I can do that, Doug, is at the revelation of Jesus Christ. If I can get people to see Jesus and see him for who he is, the enemy begins to lose ground. And we need a church that understands this concept, Dave. I've got to get Jesus to the world so the world can understand that the advancement of the enemy can stop in their life. We get mixed up. And I know how it works. I know exactly how it works. We've got flesh. We've got ideas. The scripture I read you was, don't render evil for evil. Don't render evil for evil. Can I borrow you for a minute? Stand up here just for a minute. Now let me let you see this. You come over here. You get to be the devil again. Sorry. Stand right here in front of him. Right there. Grab his arm. Move it wherever you want to move it. Control him. Yeah, lift it up. Let's make him move. Yeah, make him move. There you go. Yeah. Move him around. There you go. Lift him up. Lift it. See? There we go. We didn't plan this, could you tell? So here's what happens. He is under his control. We were slaves to sin. We were bound by sin. And because of this bondage, he is under his control. Move it around. Now walk him over there and control him and smack Simon right in the face. I got nervous. I thought he was really going to do it. So you're under his control. You come over here. And because you're under his control, now here's the problem. You're not supposed to be under his control. You're under the control of the one that said, don't render evil for evil. Are you following me? Now, if you decide to render evil for evil, guess whose side you're on? Because whoever you yield your members to, that's whose servant you are. So when you stand up there, yeah. Now, you got an option. This just in. Fresh off the press. This ain't in my notes. This just got here. Now I want you to understand something. He knows he has him. He knows he has him. Now, let me tell you, he has no union with him. He doesn't like him. He doesn't care about him. As a matter of fact, you know what he wants to happen to him? He wants him to die and spend eternity in hell. Amen. So now you there's no loyalty here, none at all. So if he can get you to do something to him, he's won all the way around. He's not trying to protect him. And this is the problem. Let me be honest with you. Here's the problem. When we got him, we fail to see him. Right. Am I right or am I right? And it's easy not to see him. You know why? He don't want to be seen. What he does is hide in the shadows because his goal is destruction. It works like this. If the enemy has somebody and if he can get you to tear them down, then he's done his job. But you aren't controlled by him. You walk according to a different path. So when he tries to control you, listen to this. You can turn and walk away because he has no power over you like he does him. So, here's the problem, though. Here's the problem. Can I preach? Here's the problem. I'm a man. Quality thread count right there. I'm a man, and because I'm a man, I'm not going to let anybody. Listen, let me tell you who's telling you that. If you're not careful, he'll have you walking around singing, "I'm the man." You rolling up in there, "I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man." Because his goal is to control as much as he can control. I'm going to preach in a minute, but I got to set this up. Is that all right? This guy's a dirty dog. And he don't care which way he has to do it. He's going to do it. Amen? But we're not ignorant of his devices. Not only are we not ignorant of his devices, we have a helper. And the helper is the Holy Ghost. Now, let me ask you this. If the Spirit of God abides in you and Christ has already overcome him, do you really think he has enough power to overcome the Spirit that is in you? Absolutely not. So when he begins to talk to his flesh, his spirit has to rise up. And I know there's an emotional side, but in that place, you got to make a choice. Am I going to listen to the enemy or am I going to listen to the Word? Am I going to listen to him or am I going to listen to the plan of God? This is what Jesus did. Thank you. I may get you back up, but you can rest a minute. This is what Jesus did. Watch this. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things, they answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." He said, they fall back. Watch this. Then he asked them again, "Whom seek ye?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way." That the saying might be fulfilled, which he spake of them, which thou gavest me, I have lost none. Watch verse 10. Y'all ready for this? Then Simon Peter, having a sword, he took a sword to a prayer meeting. And he has this sword, he drew it. And smote the high priest's servant and cut off his right ear. I've thought about this. I've preached about it. I've talked about it. I'm going to tell you again. Peter was a fisherman. He wasn't a fencer. It wasn't like he went and cut off his ear. To cut somebody's ear off? I really think that Peter was aiming for something else. I really don't think he pulled out a sword and said, "I'm going to cut his ear off." I don't think that entered his mind. I think he had a different plan. Simon, having a sword, drew it, smote the habit, cut off his ear. The servant's name was Malchus. All right, next verse. Then said Jesus unto Peter, We don't want to hear this. We don't want to hear this right now. "Put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father hath given me, shall I not drink it?" He's saying, there is a plan in place. And I have to walk according to the plan that the Father has put in place. And it's Peter, you can't stop this. You can't step out and take this on yourself. He said, put it up. His kingdom is not of this world. His kingdom is from another realm. Now, this is what we got to get, Porky, because if we don't get this, we're not going to see the revival that God has ordained us, because our weapons are not carnal. Our weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. We are able to pull down strongholds. We're able to take over the enemy's territory. We're able to see revival where there's never been revival. We're able to see lost souls come to the altar. We're able to see people born again of the Spirit. But we got to understand, it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by my Spirit, says the Lord. This is His way, not my way. You ever feel like there's two of you? Anybody? Raise your hand if you feel like sometimes there's two versions of you, maybe more for some people. We worked on a job one time, and our superintendent, Dustin, and I was working on a job, and a guy came down there, and he said, man, I really don't like y'all superintendent. And we was like, why not? He said, he really don't have any personality. Dustin, he's got plenty of them. I feel like sometimes there's two people in here just arguing around. And one of them is a pastor, and one of them is a preacher, and the other one is a fool. The other one is like, Hey, where'd you come from? Am I talking to anybody? You have these arguments within yourself. There's one side of you that want to go this way, and one side of you want to go, hey, listen, there is a soul in each one of us. We got a body, we got a soul, and we got a spirit. And if we're born again, we got the Spirit of God dwelling in us. And in the middle there is, sometimes you want to side with your flesh. Sometimes you want to side with the Spirit. Sometimes you want to get where God's at. And sometimes you just want to pull out your sword. We're all guilty. We're all guilty. But He said, don't do it. He said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. I might not be preaching to everybody, but I think I'm preaching to some people tonight. Because you know what we do? We justify it. And the reason we justify it is because we think God ain't in control. One of the greatest revelations I ever got in my life, two great revelations. One of them, this one has stuck with me for years. I don't have to defend God's honor. But yet sometimes I feel like I do. So I hear people say stuff and I'm just like, you said that about my God? I'll knock you out. You know what we're mixing? We're mixing flesh and spirit. And when we mix them, you know what it does? It messes it up. Pray for them. That do what? Do you know anybody that's despiteful? Everybody's like, yeah, I'm thinking of them right now. Somebody's like, I'm sitting beside them. Do you know anybody that they just do things out of pure spite? You know what you find? You find that disgusting. Don't you? Like when somebody's just spiteful and you know what he says? He says, pray for him. Do you know how difficult that is to do in the flesh? Let me tell you how it becomes easier. Come back up here. Let me tell you how it becomes easier. When I can see through the spiteful one and see who is working through that person. So if I'm going to declare war, I need to declare war on him. Amen. Because, listen to this. The first thing that came to my mind today wasn't prayer. I don't know if we're allowed to say this. Can I say this? The first thing that came to my mind was, you know what? We need to retaliate. Now I got eight more amens than that than any of the love that I have preached this whole sermon. The first thing that came to my mind was retaliate. How do I retaliate? How am I going to retaliate? There's only one way to retaliate, the way Jesus retaliated. Keep about your Father's business. The only way to retaliate is to pray. Here, this is good. We are so sick of the devil, but we watch the same stuff they watch, and we call it retaliation. Let me tell you when it's going to change. It's when the church gets sick of the devil and gets a hold of God and says, I refuse to do what you're asking me to do because I want to see a move of God, and I don't need your junk. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm telling you, it makes me sick. I hate the devil. Then why don't you sign up to fast? Or why'd you just sign up one day? Or why do we got to wait till the church is doing it before we get so sick of him that we declare war on his kingdom and get the presence of God in our life to a degree that people begin to change just when they get around us because something is flowing through us. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. But sweet and bitter can't come from the same fountain. So my flesh part gets in the way of my spirit part. And somehow I gotta find a way to love him because I hate him. There went my amens. Because it's so easy to want to take it out on him. We don't know what motivated him. Yes, we do. But we fail to recognize, he said, I'm going to put enmity. Enmity. Let me sum that up for you. Hatred. Hatred between her seed and him. Hatred. You want to hate? Hate the devil. It's legal. It's perfectly legal in the economy of God to hate him, not Johnny, Satan. It's Wednesday night. I'm gonna get right in your living room. But we hate him until he asks us to do something we like to do. You a coal miner? Me too, I can't hear. They said Taylor and I thought they said Damon.
Yeah.
You did too this time too?
Yeah.
They're going to have to do something different. It's really hard to overcome him when we like playing patty cake with him on some issues. And we want to take it out on him on the other issues. Oh, we're going to have revival. I really feel this. I really feel we're going to break out in revival. And I don't think it's going to be long. I'm not prophesying. I'm just saying I think it's coming. Because there's a church that made up their mind that they're going to fast and pray and get a hold of God. And then another church joined us, and another church joined us, and another church joined us. And you know what? I got a text the other day from somebody, and I could tell. It's weird. No emojis at all, but I got a text from a sinner the other day. And I said, I think God's dealing with them just by the way they worded the text. And it was a different conversation from that point on. And I could tell. So they said, hey, man, what are you doing? That's what they said. And I said, God's dealing with them. And I texted back, and I said, trying to make the world go around. How's that working? Well, it's still spinning, ain't it? We chatted for a little bit, back and forth, and then the last text said, man, I'm going to let you go. I'm probably going to see you soon. You know what that means? That means God's dealing with them. And when they say, see me soon, they aren't coming to my house. They're going to come to his house. You can tell God's doing something. God's doing some things. Got a guy at work, a great guy. He texts me and said, man, I think I'm about to drink the Kool-Aid. I know what he means by that. We're not Jim Jones. I'm telling you, I know what he meant by that. So I sent him a gift or a Mimi or whatever you call him, whatever you call him. And man, it was the Kool-Aid man breaking through a wall. And it said, oh yeah. Now what the enemy wants to do, what he wants to do is get in your head and get you sidetracked to where you're not concentrated on what God called you to do. He wants to bring somebody into a garden where you've been praying to betray you so you get frazzled. But Jesus don't get frazzled. He knew exactly what he was called to do. He knew exactly what his purpose was. He knew exactly where he was headed, and he didn't let him stop him. As a matter of fact, he pushed them back. But I believe the direction that he pushed him to was the direction that he needed to go. I'm telling you, we got to declare war on hell. Yes. I love you, man. I love you. I don't agree with what you do. I don't even like what you do. As a matter of fact, But you know what he needs? He needs free from him. And you know who needs to be that answer? Is me. Is this all right? Or do y'all still want to be mad? Because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. That's not going to help us at all. What's going to help us is when we, the church, if my people, because here's what we do sometimes. We say, I tell you right now, I hate the devil. I can't stand the devil. What were you hanging out with him for? He come to steal, kill, and destroy. Well, why you hold? My buddy. Come Sunday. He ain't my buddy no more. Thank you, Jesus. Good deal. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll get back with you later. Because he's going to forgive me anyway. No, we got to get rid of that mentality. We got to get this mentality that the grace of God has separated me from him. And because I've been separated from him, I need to be moving toward him. And I've got a goal and a vision and a way that things need to go. It's time. Good. Thank you again. I may not be done, but thank you again. It's time for us to get these new vessels and get a different form so that he can put new wine in our vessels. We don't need religion and ritual. We need relationship and resurrection. That's what we need. And man, if we can get that in our spirit, you know who my biggest battle is with? Me. Remember, one's a preacher, one's an idiot. One's a pastor, one's goofy. Whose report are we going to believe? Strike it down. Strike it down. Get rid of the hate and quit calling it righteous indignation. Because we live in a world that loves to do that. I know this ain't comfortable, but I didn't write the book. I didn't write the plan. Sometimes I don't like it either. Sometimes I read scriptures and they get me. Some of my sermons convict me. You know what I'm talking about? So, Eddie, you ever preached a sermon that convicted you? Yeah, you got done. He's like, well, thank you, Lord. You really wore me out through me. Which side are you going to go? Which side are you going to go? Oh, I hate the devil. I hate the devil. I hate the devil. I hate the devil. But when it comes, I better be careful. Should I, Eddie? Okay, I'm going to step on our toes. Nah, I'll leave it alone. I'll leave it alone. It ain't on you. It's on all of us. We complain about what the devil's doing, but when there's an opportunity to do something to combat that, we want somebody else to do it. I can get in this pulpit and I can preach on skinny jeans and I'll get amens. I will. Don't they? Don't they, Robin? Don't they? Don't they? Don't they? Don't they, Chandler? Don't they? Don't they? I can talk about, amen, 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 preacher, get them. I'll talk about how they walk like this and everybody laughs. And all that. But you know what? You do a KOZ meeting where you come down and do something manly with these boys, people won't show up. Oh, I'm a little too busy for that. I got a little bit too much going. And I'm not saying it's for everybody. I'm not saying, but there's got to be something for you. There's got to be something. And if you ain't got something and you think it needs to be started, start it yourself. Can I preach on us? I get people to come to me and say, I got a great idea. What is it? Well, I'd like for you to. It's your idea. Do it yourself. I got a great idea too. God called me to preach and that's what I do. When are we going to stop playing that game and get all the way in, not just outside, not just foot deep, but when we start wading out into it and we get out to where we're making a difference and things begin to take place? Oh, you know what? We hate abortion, but we don't pray about it. We talk about it. We fuss about it, but we don't pray about it. I know it's getting tight, but it's okay. It's what I was called to do. You might not like me tonight, but it'll be all right. Because, boy, if we can get stirred up in our spirit over some things that the devil's doing, because the devil's not going to stop right there, Brother Eddie. He's going to want to steal. Hey, you know what? He wants to kill your kids. He wants to steal your kids. He wants your kids to spend eternity in hell. What are you going to do about it? Well, I think I'll watch my favorite show on Friday when I could be praying on Friday, and I could be reaching out on Friday, and I could be fasting on Friday, but I want God to move. But I want to hang out with him when it's convenient. And want God to move on my terms. I'm here to tell you, God don't move on my terms. He said, the day you seek me with your whole heart, you'll be found. You'll find me. Whole heart. Whole heart. Whole heart. So now, I don't even know, Shane, you do whatever. Edit it, change, no, whatever you want to do. This is what I know. We really need to pray for our country. Because you know what scares me really bad? This could go. This could go in a lot of weird ways. In the middle of all of this, Russia's sending drones into Poland. And I don't know if y'all caught Trump's tweet on that one or whatever it's called now. He said, what is Russia doing invading Poland's airspace? Here we go. Now, you decipher what here we go means. Am I trying to scare you? No, I'm trying to wake you up. Because the church needs woke up. The church needs woke up. When I first got saved, you know what? They preached TVs were of the devil. They called them one-eyed devils. And people would say, if you watch TV, you're going to hell. They literally said that. And I went to people's houses that believe that, and they watched computer monitors and said, it's not a TV. I'm like, where's the logic in this? It's doing the same thing. What's on TV, though? They preach against TV. They didn't preach against computer monitors. You know what I want? You know what? I don't want to have to preach that TV's the sin to you. I want you to be so busy trying to find Jesus, you ain't got time for it. Oh, it's, yeah.
I want you to be so busy trying to find the will of God for your life that you don't have time to mess around with this guy, because all he wants to do is put something in here that could mess you up the rest of your life. But I'm here to tell you, serve God in your youth, walk away from him, but not even the very appearance of evil. I'll put no evil thing before my eye. Why? Because I love him and I can't stand him. Don't even look at him. Don't even look at him. Don't even look at him. Go back on. Don't look at him. Don't look at him. Don't look at him. Don't look at him. Look at it. Look at it. Yeah. There you go. Come back by him. Come back by him. Come back by him. Yeah, don't even look at him. Don't even look at him. Look at this. Reaching out. That you got it. Oh, you're gonna pass him every day, multiple times a day. Don't even look at it. Make a covenant with your eyes. I'm not gonna look. I'm not even gonna look. I'm not looking to the left. I'm not looking to the right, but I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my life. That's who I'm looking to. Come on, Aaron. I can keep going. I can hammer down for a long time. I'm feeling pretty good right now. Hey, Dustin, thanks for coming to church dirty. What's the proper attire? Look over there. Look at him. You know why he looks like that? Because everything bad happens at a coal mine on Wednesdays. We talk about it. We have conversations about it. And you know what? Today, everything fell apart. And I said, it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday. You know what he said? He said, hey, man, let's get to this point and y'all take off. I'll stay back and finish it. And he could have just blew on by the church and just kept on rolling, because he got another hour and a half drive. So he's probably hoping I'd just quit. Like, okay, man, yeah, I'm good. I got to drive home. Over an hour. I don't know how long it is. It's forever. It's so easy for us to make excuses. Shane, we got to get hungry, man. Hungry. 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 Wait, we need some prayer cloths. Will you get them for me, Dave? We need some prayer cloths. You know why we pray for prayer cloths? Because we believe the anointing. It's tangible. We believe they would take aprons in the book of Acts. And it would work. We believe that shadows can heal people. So a prayer cloth, if you don't know how it works, we pray for it here. We anoint it here. But we believe that as it goes, the anointing travels with it. Let me tell you what really gets rid of our anointing. Hanging out with this guy. I like you sometimes. You make it fun sometimes, man. You do. But what we don't realize is the whole time he's smiling, he's putting something in our back. Every time he tries to affect the way I feel about something, his goal, Jason, is to not get me closer. His goal is to tear me down. I'm not ignorant of him. I know his device. There is no temptation taking you but such as common to man. And you know what amazes me? All this new age progressive stuff is trying to make us all individuals. All about your individual this and your individual that and your individual this. And you know what? God tried to make us a body. So you know what? You're unique. You are unique. Just like everybody else. Everybody in this room is unique. So you're unique just like everybody. But as a body, there is no individuals in the kingdom. I think the word saint in the Bible is singular one time. And everywhere else it's saints. Amen.
this guy right here is all about pride. Read why he got kicked out of heaven. Pride. 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 You know what he's put on us, Megan? Pride. 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 Because right in the middle of pride is me. Me, 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 me. The devil's a liar. Not only is he a liar, he's the father of every lie. All right, I'm quitting. You ready? Come on, we're going to pray. We're going to pray with these prayer cloths. Who's going to help me pray? We just end of every service. End of every service. We have a prayer line. Why do we do that? Because why are we going to preach the word without giving it a chance to start taking root? And you know what does that? Prayer. 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 Come on, help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Come on, help me. Help me. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray.